Good morning. This past week was Daf Tezayin in Maseches Pesachim. We're going to pick up on Tezvav Amud Beis, just for the Hemshech HaSugya. We saw this Machlekes in the Gemara, how you learn Shitas Rav Meir. Rav Meir in the Mishnah says in the Vrei Mamadnu that learning from a certain Shitas Tanoim, Rav Meir says in the Vrei Mamadnu Shesofim Shuma Tahirim Tmeir BePesach. This is the Iker Halacha why this Mishnah is here in Masechet Pesachim for Rav Meir's din. Rav Meir says in the Vrei Mamadnu that we can learn from words of a certain tana, shesof and shumat tohir matmei bePesach. Erev Pesach, this sreifa's chometz, we could burn shumat tohir. Hagam that it's tohir, we could burn it in matmei bePesach. Medivreim lo madnus. We saw the Gemara's machlekes in Gemara. Who's the medivreim? Is the medivreim referring to a previous sheet in the Mishnah, Chanin Eskana Kehanim, or the Medivreim means Shita of Yeshua? So the last, the Gemara itself was going, which was in Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Asi, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, is Mevu in Hemshacha Gemara, that Rabbi Yechanan holds that Medivreim means from Chanin Eskana Kehanim. Mora speaks that clearly. Omalei in manami omar Rabbi Yechanan masisim b'avatum d'raisa v'avatum d'rabbon madirim divrei b'chanin iskana kehanim. That's the Mora says over here. According to Rabbi Yechanan understands that the limit is from this that Rabbi learned is from chanin iskana kehanim. And that the Mora we said the truth is the Mora right away started with such a sad. And the Gemara tells us, in order to do that, you have to learn from a chanina to something which is tohor. That was the Gemara's kasha, the Chorot's Tomei. So the etzah for that was to say that the vlada tuma is drabon. You're being metame something. This shlishi over here, it's only shlishi drabon, right? It's tohor. So that's what we're learning up over here. And it's mavur in the hemshech, in hasugya over here, as she speaks it out clearly, that we're making an equation between Tumah Drabbanan and Issa Drabbanan. That this case over here, that the Shlishi over here is only Tumah Drabbanan, the right it's Tor, and it may be burnt. So therefore it may have learned. So similarly, if you have something which is Tohor, even though it's Tumah Drabbanan, but once it is an Issa Drabbanan, which will be the Shah Shishis, then we can learn from over there that it may be burnt. The din of mishmeres doesn't apply anymore. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yechanan says over here that even Rabbi Yosi agrees that b'shal shvi'is, if there was an issa deraisa, there's no machlekes over here as far as learning tumah issa from tumah. That's what we're doing, learning issa from tumah. That's the question over here is whether an issa deraisa, an issa rabbanan, and that will come to that. That's what the Gemara over here explains. The Gemara over here asks the question that Yehochi Amai Eina Hi Hamido, Mido Midahi. The Gemara is asking that now that Rabbi Yechanan explained that Rav Meir learns from Rav Chanin Eskana Kehanim, and like Rashi's point out, this is an important point for this question. Mai Eina Hi Hamido. Is because since he said that Rabbi Yosi agrees with the Shah Shvi'is, so there's no question over here as far as learning Issa from Tumah. So once Rabbi Yosi agrees to that, so therefore the Gemara asks the question, Ma Enehemida? So why does Rabbi Yosi feel that you can't learn from Rabbi Chanin Eskana Kehanim even to the Zman that's an Issa Drabbanan if he agrees that you can learn Issa from Tumah? That's what actually plays in the Gemara's Kasha. And therefore the Gemara says, as follows, we'll pick up over here, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hocha bebosa shnibba b'mashkin shnibba mech masheretz. Rabbi Yirmiyah says that the case over here, the way this thing is a shlishi, like Rashi explains, that's it's a shlishi, we're going with that. The point of the Gemara over here is that there's mashkin involved. The basar became tamei through mashkin. And there's a machlokes over here whether or not this will give us a tumah d'oraisa or tumah d'rabbanan. And that's the machlokes over here. Rabbi Meir holds that this that mashkin tmein could be mitami other things is only rabbanon. That's why, according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Chanina is dealing with a vlad that's a vlad rabbanon. So that's why he has a basis to learn up to that an isra rabbanon is enough of a reason to be serif shumah tahara. Or a Torah with Tomei. Rabbi Yosi l'tayim b'domer tumas mashkin tamei achem d'raisa. Rabbi Yosi holds that the din of that mashkin kim tamei achem is d'raisa. So therefore, Rabbi Meir is talking about something which is taka tomei m'd'raisa. So we have no source from Rabbi Meir at something which is tohor m'd'raisa. So the more over here is saying is that the machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir. Is it mida? Ena mida? The machlekes over here. Whether there's a Rav Chanina is a basis to learn up to burn chomet to burn truma, which is chomet tohar b'tomei on the shah shishus, which is nisr rabbanon. Could we learn that from Rav Meir? The basis of the machlekes is Rav Meir dealing with ovlad, which is tomei deraisa for only tomei rabbanon. Like the Gemara explained, there Rabbi Yochanan saying. That Rav Meir learned from Chanina because he holds that it's a Vlad Rabbanon. Well, on that thing, what I'm saying, Rabbi Yosi argues on that Rav Meir, I'm sorry, Rav Chanina's Basar is not merely Tomei Mid Rabbanon. It's Machlokes whether this specific case that we're talking about, the Basar is Tomei Mid Rabbanon only. If it was only Tomei Rabbanon, then you have a basis to learn up that in Isid Rabbanon, is a reason to burn something which is tohor. That's how Rav Meir Meir Shitalsa because he holds over here that it's merely tomei midrabon. But according to Rabbi Yosi, it's tomei midraisa. So you don't have no basis over here to see that something which is tomei midraisa you could burn together. That's the machlekes. Now the Gemara is going to bring the braisa and going to introduce to us now a little bit more barichas. The whole sugya over here of Tumas Mashkin. Big question, Tumas Mashkin. We had already before, you down on Beis rating, we more already showed that Rabbi Kiva holds that Tumas Mashkin, Tamachem is the Raisa. Mora made some mention about that before, and this is now where the Mora will be Mayrech on this evening. Let's see. This is where the Mora starts this Sanya. Raisa as follows. Sovk Mashkin, Litma, Tomei. Tamacherim is Tohor. Dibre Rav Meir. You have a case of Safik Mashkim, whether it's Tomei or not. So the Gemara says that the Rav Meir sheet is it depends what the issue is. Litma, if the question is as far as that you saw whether the Mashkim became Tomei or not, it's Tomei. Because that constitutes a Safik Deraisa. Safik Deraisa is Doch Lahachmir. Because the din of mashkim, the din tuma concerning mashkim, the Meir holds that mashkim could be mekabel tumam deraisa. However, tamei achirim, but if you have mashkim, which was definitely tomei, and the question is, did these mashkim come in contact with something else to be mitamim? It's tor, the Meir. Over here, the sofik, it's tor. Why is that so? It's because the Meir holds that the din of tumas mashkim, tamei achirim, this the mashkim tamachirim is only a drabon. It's not the rice. It's soft drabonon. That's why over here it's lahokel. So the difference between these two dinim of sofik mashkim, the difference is whether it's a soft rice or soft drabonon. So this is the source we see that Rav Meir holds that the din of Tumas Mashkin, the Tamei Acherim, is only Drabonim. Let's see the Rashi on top. So Rashi, Sofik Mashke Litmois Tomei, Tamei Acherim Tor. Kishenoylet Sofik B'Mashke B'Tchilas Tumasai, when a Sofik came about concerning Mashke B'Tchilas Tumasai, that means whether Mashko or Tomei in the first place, keep going. The case is as follows. Tomei Shepashe Ragle B'Mashkin Tohirim. You have a person who is Tomei. He stretches out his foot toward Mashke, which is Tor, and that arouses a Sofik. Sofik Nova, Sofik Noga. And there's a Sofik over here. Did he touch? Did he not touch? If he touched, so he was in time of the Mashkin. If not, he wasn't. Zel Sofik Mashke Litmo. This is what means that the sofik, whether the mashke itself was tomei mina sofik. So the halacha is that because of the doubt, we have to be mitameit. Because sofik tumas mashke and lias atzman tmein, that he holds that this halacha that tumas mashke, when the question is concerning that the mashkin themselves become tamei, lias atzman tamei, and that they themselves should become tamei, the raisi, that's a the raisi kalocha, that mashkin could become tamei. The chsiv, the pasuk says, v'chol mashke asher yishoseh. We'll see, this can be a question over here, how to learn these psukim. Maybe we'll unpack that chumash over here. Thank you. Yeah, the pasuk over here, Pasha Shmini, talks about Shrotzim to Masheretz. So the pasuk over here is talking about Licheres. Chok Licheres Shipum Mem Toichai, Avik Licheres, that a Sheretz, dead Sheretz, falls into the Licheres, Kolashim Sarecha Yidno, Vaisi Sishperu, so the Kli becomes Tomei. It has to be broken. There's no other way. There's no way to be metarit. The pasuk continues. Kol asher b'soicha yidma, anything which is in the, that's the pasuk says, that anything which is in the kli cheres becomes tamei. Not only the kli cheres itself is tamei, but anything which is in the kli cheres. The next pasuk goes to explain what we mean when we say that things that are inside the kli cheres are tamei. The pasuk in kol oicha sheyochel, not everything. That is one of the sources that the din of a keli has to be kabel tuma only from a kli, from an avatoma. This, the kli cheres itself is a rishon, so it can only be mitama uchel mashkim. This is one of the sources to this halacha. Kol ha'icha sheyochel sheyovel of mayim mitma. Pasuk says when the sheretz comes within the toich of this kli cheres, the kli cheres becomes tummy. And thereby, the kli cheres being mitami, whatever is inside. What's the what's inside that becomes tamei? The pasuk continues, oichlu mashke. Mikolech sheyochel v'chol mashke sheyishase yitmo. All right, so this is the source that midaraisa mashkim could become tamei midaraisa. That's what Rashi's bringing. Hilchoch hav l'sofa deraisa ulachumro. Therefore, it's a sofa deraisa. It's a sofa concerning the deraisa dika halacha. It's lachumro. That's why la halacha is sof mashkim litmo is tamei. However, the second half of the halacha, sofak mashke letame achedim. But if it's a question of sofak mashke concerning even tame other things, keep going. For example, hoya makel biyodoi uvereishu mashkin tmein. Someone has a stick in his hand, and on the tip of the stick there's mashkin tmein. Bezorko lebein hakikoris. Hakikoris tahirim. And he throws the stick toward, between kikaris, loaves of bread, which are tahor. Sofak nova, sofak le noga. And there's a sofak whether the water came in contact with the kikaris. Zel sofak mash, kutame achedim. This is the halacha, this is the case of Sof Mash Tam Acherim, Kach Yishnui Meseches Tarnis, Halacha is Rashi continues Tohor. That's what the Meir holds, Tohor. Oisnaki Kodesh Tohor the same. They're Tohor, the Kosovar. Why? He holds Mashkin, the Tamachim, da Bononhu. This that Mashkim have the ability to be Mitame others is only Midabonon, Volo Midaraisa, and not Midaraisa. That means that regardless of the level of Tumah, there's not a question that, like we have other places, right? We know that the din of posel, right? I come across Sheni's Bechulin's posel, Shlishi Bitruma, Revi Bekotchim, that these things, their Tumah can't be Mitami further. Tame, right? Over there, the understanding of that is that the level of Tumah is diminished and it can't give over to anything else. Over here, it's not because of that. This has to do with Mashkim. Even if the level over here is a higher level of Tumah, and as far as the minion, as far as the numbers of passing on were to be something else, it could have, but this is a weakness that Mashkin itself has, that Mashkin can't pass on its Tumah Midiraisa. Rashi continues, V'loy Dorish Yitma Dechsev Gabi Mashkin V'loshin Yitame. Rashi is referring to something we'll see a little bit later according to other Shitas, that's a Rikiva Shita. V'loshin the Pasik So some Tanoim hold Yitma really means that it becomes Tame. Other Tanoim learn the Darshan from the fact that the Torah used this Lashon that we should Darshan Yitame, that it's Mutame others. So that would be the basis that Tumas Mashkin Tame Achen would be the Raisa if we could learn this Yitma Yitame. But Rameir learns, does not learn Yitma Tame, so therefore it's limited to the way the Pasuk says that Yitma becomes Tame. If there's no source that Mashkim or Matame Achim. Hilkach Havilei Sofek Drabonon, so being that he doesn't have a source that Mashkim or Matame Achim, so therefore this that we find that there's a Tumas Mashkim is not more than a Drabonon. Hilkach Havilei Sofek Drabonon Lukulo. Vikisahochi Isa Sofek Mashkim Litma. Is Tomei Tamachem Tor? That's Remeir Shita. Okay, so the first Shita over here, Remeir Shita, is that there's a difference concerning Tomas Mashkin. It itself, in Mekabel Toma, is a Deraisa. Timimitame others is Rabbonon. The Nafkamina that this Braisa talks about is in a case of Sofik. What's the din? There's a difference between whether it's Sofik Deraisa or it's a Sofik Rabbonon. Reb Lozor also holds like Reb Meir. Right? We'll see the Gemara is going to discuss this over here, but Kepshuta the Gemara is saying that he also holds of this difference. Zok the Brayse of Ayit, Reb Huda Oimer, L'chol Tomei. Reb Huda says that Mashkin is Tomei concerning everything. What is the everything? So let's go one more line further, and we'll understand it better. Rabbi Yosef Shimon la'ichlin tamein lekelim tahirim. Rabbi Yosef and Shimon say that there's a difference what the mashkin is mitame. Notice we're talking about the din of tumas achirim, and they say that this that mashkin could be mitame others midiraisa is dafka oichlin, however not kelim. And according to that, that's what Yehuda is saying in this price, L'chol Tomei, that Tumas Mashkin can Tamei everything, even Kalim. Let's see Rashi. Zok the Rashi, L'chol Tomei, Asofik Mash L'tamei Achirim Koi. This is going on the din of being Tamei others. Tamei Achirim Koi. Kishnel Asofik Nigias Shum Dover Tohor. When there's a question arises that was something which was Torah, was it touched by Mashkin Tmeim? So Rabbi Huda is saying, Bein Shinoyle Tzavak Zebe Kelim, Bein Shinoyle Ba'ichn, whether the thing which was Torah originally, and the Tzavak is now, did it become Tomei, whether that's Kelim or Eichen Harehu Tamim Misafik, it's Tamim Misafik. Dikosov, because Yehuda holds Mashkin Metamin Kelim and Atayra. He holds a big Chiddush that we'll see that in the Gemara there's a question whether he himself was Chayzer from this possibly. But a big Chiddush over here, the Mashkin or Metamin Kelim Min HaTorah. Now, the chiddush of that is because we know that kelim generally are only mikabel tumah from nafa tumah. But he has a source. V'yalef taima, what would be the basis of such a thing? Me'asha yishase b'chol kli yitmo. That's this pasuk over here that we have. The pasuk over here, again, is talking about when the sheretz comes within the toich of a kli cheres, and kli cheres becomes tamei. And the pasuk says that what's inside also becomes tamei oichel umashke. So the pasuk says b'chol mashke asha yishas b'chol kli yitma. Now, like Rashi made a mention before, that this the source that tumas mashkin the tamei achem is the raisa is because we dash and yitmi yitamei. So the pasuk over here is saying that it's in tamei others. And the pasuk over here says chomashke shishol b'chol kli. The pasuk makes mention of a keli. So Rashi says that would be the source. That's the source of Rabbi Yehuda. V'yalef taima asher yishos b'chol kli yitma v'dorish yitma yitame. First of all, he dash and yitma yitame that is in tamei achedim. U'medesam chel kli mash mitames a keli. From the fact that the pasuk situated this tumah near the expression of a keling, that would be the source of such a loch. Right, that's what the Gemara. That's in Teres Kainim makes the drasha hilchach. Ki have a sof, ki have a sof of the rise, which is a yochid zveke tomei. Therefore, being that if it's a vada, we have a source that the tumah that mashkin is metame even keling. So therefore, in the case of a sofik, it's a sofik the rise. Right, Rashi adds in another point over here of Brishas HaYochid. Okay, we'll leave that for now. So that sheet is of Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Lo'ichlun, Tmeyim. On that, so according to this, now we understand that what they're doing. They're coming to argue, and they say that, true that Tumas Mash Tamachem is the Raisa, but they don't hold it as Chiddush, that it's Mitame Kalim. Right? It's only Mitame things that could be makabel tumah from something which is not ava tumah. Zok dash Reb Yosef Reb Shimon Oimim Oichlin Tmeim in Neilat Sofik Zeba Oichlin. If the Sofik was aroused concerning Oichlin, Kigoin Mashkin Tmeim Shnishchuk Benakikores. If you have Mashkin Tmeim, similar to the case before, the Rashi explained. That mashkin that was spilled bein akikoros sof enough and sof leinogu. It's a sof whether this mashkin tmeim touched the kikoros or not tmeim. That's when it's takatom because avi mashkin tmeim mitamei oichin deraisa. Mashkin could mitamei oichin akol pon deraisa hilchach sof gnami b'shayochid tamei. That's why the din of sofik b'shayochid is tamei. However, the came to him the crashing avil noilad sofik zebi kalim. If the case was that you have mashkin tmeim, vade tmeim, they were spilled between kalim, sofik nagu, and it's a question, it's a doubt whether they touched or not, then tohirin. Because avri, mashkin ein mitam kalim. They hold that mashkin are not mitam kalim, elo midrabonon. Only midrabonon. This then a mashu kimtame keli, one of the yudches dovon. That's only midrabonon. Va'al sveikoi loy gozrum. And on sofik d'ankoi, okay, this is a little question over here. Why Rashi needs to speak this out? I mean, isn't the din of sofik d'abonon? Why do we need specifically to speak out al sveikoi loy gozrum over here? Akoponim. Rabbi Yosef Shimon Dashi Yitme Yitame Rabbi Yehuda. So actually just making the cheshbonis that in the source, they dash and Yitme Yitame, which is the source that Mashkin can be Mitame Achedim. Umiyu Kalim, however, Kalim, it can't be Mitame. Kidav Pirkun, Yitmo l'tames ha'ichnan, inu l'tames ha'keli, amr l'kachoyot, that we'll see later, that a source that the tumah that it is only oichlin, not kalim. So what we have over here in this braisa so far is we have basically two, which makes three shitas. In other words, what we have over here in this braisa that everyone is in agreement that there is a source to mashkin midiraisa could become tame. The question is, could mashka be mitame achem or not midiraisa? And even according to those who hold that mashkin could be mitame achem, the two shitas, it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda says that it could even mitame kelim, or maybe it's only mitame oichlun mashkin. It's only mitame oichlun. So now, as far as our Gemara is concerned, Rabbi Yasi over here is of the Shita that holds that lo'ichlun tmeim, that it's a sofik deraisa. He holds that tumas bash tamacherim is deraisa. So that's what the Gemara is what our Gemara is referring to, that the machlekes Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah on Daf Yedalit, whether one may burn Chuma Tahara Imatmeya on the Shah Shishis, that is an Isid Rabbanon, whether that could be learned from Rab Chanina Skana Kehanim, is in the Machlekes, is whether his case amounts to a Tumah Deraisa on the Shlishi or a Tumah Rabbanon. And that's because Rabbi Yirmi tells us that we're talking about a case where there's Mashkim over here, and the Mashkim, which was metame the oichlin, the final oichl that we're talking about. So that's a question of tumas mashkin tam acherim. Is that midrash rabbanon? Contra meir, it's midrabbanon. So therefore, midrash it's tor. So therefore, he has a basis that something which is really tor midrash, so it only has a tum rabbanon. One may be metamit. That's a basis to learn out that therefore something which is tor, it has an iser. And Issa Drabonon, one may burn, that's the din of Sreifas Truma Tahira on Erev Pesach and Shah Shishas. And Rabbi Yosi, who he holds, like we see in this price, like those sheets of the house, that Tumas Mash Tamachirim is a deraisa, definitely on Oichan is deraisa. So therefore, Rabbi Chanias Kanan Kanan, according to what he's saying, is saying something which is Taka Torim, it's Tomim deraisa. If it's Tomim deraisa, so there's no source at all to such a thing. No source that a Tumah Drabbanon and therefore an Issur Drabbanon will allow us to burn it. All you see over there is Tumah Deraisa, maybe an Issur Deraisa you can learn up Rabbi Yochanan says, but not more than that. That's why he holds Akapana and Shah Shishas, he's arguing. Now the Gemara over here discusses a little further these halo, the din of mashkim. The more first dance over here with shitas Rebbe Lozer. The Braisa Kipshuti says v'chein hayu Rebbe Lozer oimrim kidvarov like Rebbe Meir, and he was like Rebbe Meir that tumas mashkin tumas atzman is the raisa, tumas achem is rabbon. On that, I'm going to ask the following question: v'sov Rebbe Lozer mashkin isluhu tumah ba'olam? Does Rebbe Lozer hold that mashkin has any kind of tumma midiraisa? We'll bring you a source that Rabbi Lozer says that midiraisa mashkin have no tumma at all, not even tumas atzmon. For Sanyo, we went to midiraisa's files. What's the emir? Ain't tumma mashkin kolikr. Mashkin has no tumma at all midiraisa. Teda, I'll bring you a proof. Sharei heid yoisi ben yezer ish sredo. He says over an edus of Yosi ben Yehezer, what's negay us is the second thing that he says. Mashkin beis mitbach yodochon, that mashkin in the beis mitbach yodochon, beis mitbachayim in the beis hamikdash dochon, it's tohon. Now, as Mivu in the Gemara, now she speaks out, just speak out over here, get the Cheshbin. What's he saying? He's saying, I'm going to bring you a proof that Midaraisa Mashkin has no tumah at all. What's my proof? Because Yoyis Ben Yezid said over that any any mashke, there's no tumas mashke. If tumah comes in contact with mashkin in the base mitbach, in the base hamikdash, dochon, it stays tahor, right? Dochon is loshon targum, right, of tahor. So on that, the question like this: I mean, if it's a deraisa, so you know, how can, what's the basis? What's the difference between base hamikdash and other places? El madipshat is that the whole din of tumas mashkin is drabonon, and the rabbonon didn't give this din tuma in the base hamikdash. That could be the difference between base mitbachia and other places. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm going to bring a raya that tumas mashkin, it must be. Not more than a drabonon, not a deraisa. And that's why it's possible that in Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't have tumah. So that's what, at first glance, Reb Elazar is saying over here. And therefore the more he's asking the question is, how could this original braisa say that Reb Elazar holds like Reb Meir? That it can't be in Tama Achem deraisa, but tumas atzmon it does have. Right over here, he seems to be saying that it doesn't have tumah at all. That's the more's question. Now the more sounds like this. The truth of the matter is that there's machlokes of Rav and Shmuel about this. Right? This is where things get a little complicated because there's so many, a lot of machlokes and on so many different points. We only have to keep the cheshbonis, the calculations over here. Moriah says like this: Hanich l'Shmuel d'omar dochem el tamei tumas achedim. There's a machlokes over here, Rav and Shmuel, how to understand this, the edus of Yosef ben Yezer that he said that tumas beis mitbachya is dochon. What does that mean? What does dochon mean? How far does the Torah go? And the Mor says this: Hanuich l'shum domar dochon tamay tumas achedim. Shmuel holds that the dochon, this that it's tohor in Beis Mitbachi and Beis Hamikdash, is only concerning tumas achedim. So what he's saying is therefore that the edus of Yosef ben Yezer was that were it to be that mashkin tmeim came in contact with Oichlin, Lomazogin, in Beis Mitbachia, so they're tohor. That's all he meant to say. Why? Because only that, only Tumas Mashkin Tamei Achedim is Drabonon. So being that it's Drabonon, so they weren't Goyzer in Beis Mitbachia. However, Tumas Atzmon is the Raisa, so Shani is the Raisa, right? But can't take off of the Raisa, obviously. So therefore, when he was made, that is Dochon, it's only referring to Tumas Achedim. So on that thing we're saying, so according to the way Shmuel learns, it's good, because Yosef ben Yezer himself wasn't saying any more than it's Dochon from Tumas Achedim, Tumas Atzmon it has, because it's a Deraisa. So Rebbe Elazar is coming from Yosef ben Yezer. Now Tosis over here speaks, that just helps us a little bit over here, because the question that we have to ask is that, I mean, Reb Elazar says, "Ain tumah mashkin kol ikar." Right? It sounds pretty strong over there. "Ain tumah mashkin kol ikar." There's no tumah at all. Right? So how can we possibly say that he only means legabi tumas achedim? So if you look at the second Tosfos over here, "Bishlam l'shmul amadochem tamei achedim," Tosfos is aroused by the question. Afagav der belozer kamer ein lehem tuma kol iker. Even though the Blazer says a strong lotion, and ein lehem tuma kol iker, Tosfos says no, that we could take care of that. Haynu mishum dekoy, but there's kind of a milster of Shimon. Damar lo oichlin tamei lekelim tohor. On that, Tosfos says that the truth is, if you look in context, that he's talking real to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said there is a Tumas Achirim, and he was mechalak between Kalim and Oichlin. On that, Reb Elazar is saying, "Ain Tumas Mashkin Kol Ikar," that the Kol Ikar he means to say, not even Lagabe Oichlin. That's how we could explain what that means. Therefore, the Gemara says that according to Shmuel, we could learn the previous brayis of Chen Hoyer, Reb Elazar Oimer, Kipshutoi. That Reb Elazar holds exactly like Reb Meir, and in the Chanami Tumas Atzmon they have, because in the edus that he said over, he brought a raya from the edus of Yosi ben Yehezer that tumas beish machas dochon, the dochon over there only means the gabe tumas acherim. Ma'isa tumas atzmon there is because it's a deraisa. Elul Rav, the Gemara says that according to Shimon we have an answer to the contradiction that we thought we had in Rebbe Lozen. El Rav Dom Dochen Mamish Meik Lameimam. But according to Rav, the Rav learns that when Yosef Ben Yehezer was made on Mashkin basement Bachitz Dochen, Dochen means Dochen Mamish, which means even Tumas Atzmon. Then if you have a question whether Mashkin basement Bachyo became Tomei, the Mashkin became Tomei, there also it was said Dochen. That means that our Kolchach, even Tumas Atzmon, is not more than a Drabonon. That's why they weren't going over there. So it comes out according to this, that we have to learn Rebbe Lezer, Eintul Mashkin Kolikr means Kolikr at all, because that's what he's bringing Garaya from Yosi Ben Yehezer. So that's the most kasha. Make them, we have the contradiction in Rebbe Lezer Shito, before Rebbe Lezer was holding like Reb Meir. That Tumas Atzmon is the Reis, Tumas Achem is not the Reis. And you see from this Reis, so according to the way Rav learns the Eidus of Yosi Ben Yehezer, that Mashkin has no source mid Reis at all, even Tumas Atzmon. That's the contradiction that we have. The Gemara is asking in Shitas Rebbe Lezer, this is according to Rav. On that, the Gemara answers as follows. Omar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Achodo. We'll have to say, according to what Rav learns, we're stuck, right? That Rebbe Lezer says "Ein tumah mashkin kol ikr" means simply kol ikr. What did he mean before in our original braisa? So when he says that he holds like Reb Meir, achoda doesn't mean totally, complete like Reb Meir. He holds like Reb Meir in one point that Reb Meir says tumas achedim is rabbanon. So he also holds Reb Meir concerning tumas achedim. He happens to hold even more that even tumas atzmon is rabbanon. Right, but that's what it means. V'chein ha'yir Rebbe Lezer ha'omer kidvorov. V'at imorov ha'kidvorov ko'omer den afishi. It's not much like that. Kidvorov sounds like in more than one thing that he said. Nefishi, a number of things, more than one. V'oid v'ho'v'chein katani. It says v'chein. It's also much that he holds concerning both things. And that imorov says kashem. Okay? Question. But according to Rav, that's how we're going to have to tolerate that. Okay. Zok Rashi. Let's see the Rashi over here. Right, the Rashi over here, like three lines up from the wide lines, four lines up. Tuma ba'olam. Right, this is more asking the steed of the contradiction in Belezer. He says, "Ein tum mashkin kol ikr." Tuma ba'olam. Different gears. No, what's this? Tuma. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is the Mora's kasha. When this having Mora asks, "Does Reb Lezer hold right? Is v'sover Reb Lezer mashkin isluhu tuma ba'olam?" Rashi says, "Midiraisa." The Mora, of course, only means to ask midiraisa. Rafilu Tumas Atzmon, is there any type of Tuma by Mashkin Midraisa, any kind, even Tumas Atzmon, that's what I'm saying over here, Reb Lezer Omer, Ein Tum L'Mashkin. Min HaTorah, this is Reb Lezer saying, Ein Tum L'Mashkin Min HaTorah Kol Ikr, Rafilu L'Tumas Atzmon, even Tumas Atzmon. V'hai Kol Mashka She Yishose, so then Rashi right away is aroused by the question of it, because till now we never had such a thing. I mean, the pasuk over here, the pasuk is Yitma. It means at least Yitma becomes Tomei, right? So how can anyone say it is not going to be? The Gemara asks the question. Rashi says, we'll see. The Gemara says that we have another way of understanding the pasuk, that the Yitma in the pasuk doesn't mean that it becomes Tomei, but it's referring to Hechshem. Maybe we'll get to that. Rashi Vayte Teda. Rebbe Lezer, I'll bring you a raya that what the ain lahem tumen atari kolikr. I feel tumas atzmon. Shere hey Yosef ben Yehezer al elkimtzu dochon. That's min chogov shmoi elkimtzu. Right? Kind of chogov, grasshopper phrase. its name is El Kimsa Dochon Shu Tor Vukosh Lachila. That was the first edus that he said. Dochon Tor, as far as Machal Sasuris is concerned. Bamashke base Mbacher Dochon, this is what's Negea Os. So Krash, Amashkin shall base Hamit Bachaim Sheba Azor. On Mashkin, in the base Hamit Bachaim, in the Azor of the base Hamikdosh, Kigoin. Hadam Vamayim, these are the Mashkin that we're referring to over here, and like we'll see in the sugya at the Takadafka, these dam emayim sheheim dochon sheeinon mekablen tumo dam mekablen tumo almo. So this is Rabbi Elazar speaking that Yosef ben Yezer was made that these things are dochon, they're not mekablen tumo almo tumas mashkin nabonon. Must be by bazoi that the tumas mashkin even Tumas Atzman is not more than Rabbonon. Uvahana legozru, and these, they weren't gozer, mishum hefsid kodshim. This is the basis, Rashi tells us, why Taka is mashed based on Bachra dochon, why whether, if Rabbonon gave the gzeir, why did they not give the gzeir over here? Mishum hefsid kodshim. On that, Rashi contains, explain to us, Raya, did the Raisa, hechimotz Rabbonon tarinu, because were to be that Tumas Atzman is the rice, the bone, couldn't even have, you have, you know, good reasons, right? Have some caution, but you can't change that if it's the rice. You can't be mitarit. Now the Gemara continues that we have an eitzah for the stira according to Shmuel. Hanichas akrashi hot amrit blaz a yesh lahen tumo the Shmuel. This amrit blaz in the previous price holds like Reb Meir, and there is tumo that we could work out according to Shmuel. The Omar Hai Dochan Yosef Ben Yezer. The Dochan of Yosef Ben Yezer was made is Dochan Mel Tamei Achedim Koma. All he meant to say was that it's Tor as far as Bim Tamei Achedim. Av Tumas Atzman Yesh Bohen. But Tumas Atzman they do have even in Beis Midbachia. Matzal Terut say, so then you can answer the Hai Ein Tumo Lemashkin. The Omar Belezer, this Belezer said that in Tumah Mashkin Kol Iker, he only meant Tamachem Kolmar. That's all he meant, concerning Bim Tami others. Why? What gives us the right to do that? The Homeidusa the Yosef Ben Yezer may be Raya Lidvoru, because he's bringing Raya from Yosef Ben Yezer. Yosef Ben Yezer Tamachem Kolmar. That's all he meant. So that's all we have the right to limit what he's saying. And even though the Pashas Haloshin is Mashma stronger, but being that his Raya is based on Yosef Ben Yezer, so one Shmuel adjusted our understanding of the Eidus of Yosef Ben Yezus, he doesn't mean to say any more than the Raya that could be brought from Yosef Ben Yezus. And that's why we have the right to adjust what Rabbi Elazar is saying, that he just meant to say, in Tumul Mash and Kolukum Yisla, as far as being Mitami others. But with the Raisa, there is Tumas Atzman, and therefore, it's very good, V'chein, Om Rabbi Elazar, in the original Raisa, he holds exactly like Rabbi Meir. Evel Rav, Do Omar Dochon Mamish, but according to Rav, Rav says, no, Dochem is Dochem Amish. Ka'omar Yosef Yezer, that Rabbi Yosef Ben Yezer, his Eidus of Dochem, means Mamish, is totally Tor. Film Tumas Atzman, that Mash, and basically Yabachio, is Tor. Even Tumas Atzman is not Makabal Tumma at all. Akocher Blez, not Mitumas Atzman, Komas. According to the way he learns, that has to be Rabbi Elazar saying. So, we have a contradiction in Rabbi Elazar. Above, Rabbi Elazar seems to hold like Rabbi Meir that Tumas Atzman is the Raya, so only Tumas Achirim is Rabbonon. And over here, Rabbi Elazar is saying, bring a Raya from Yosef Ben Yezer, according to Rav, it's Mivui that it's Torah even from being Metame, from being Mekabel Tumas Atzman. On that, the Gemara answers, Achodom, Ho, Dikom Rabbi Elazar Kedvorov. I'm sorry, Hod Kamar Blazar Kidvar Rab Meir. This Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar, that original Bryce, Rabbi Elazar is Kidvar the Rab Meir, Alatame Acherim Toho de Mekoi. He's only going on part of Rab Meir. Achod, on one thing. What's the one thing? This that Rab Meir was Mitame by Sofak Thomas Acherim. Avalitmo Tome, but this, the first Halach that Rab Meir said that is Sofak on Thomas Atzman is Tome because Meir holds that Thomas Atzman is Dachad Rai, so that leads to the Kavos, so he doesn't hold like him. Hoch Gassin Mor Es, Vok Edvor, the Nefishi Kom, Ava Oid, Hoch Lechen Kotoni, Kash. So Krashi, Nefishi Kloimar, Kidvorov, Loshen, Dvorim, Rabbi Mashma. Kidvorov is Mashma, Loshen Rabbi. Okay. Let's see. Do we have a couple of minutes?
I'm good. Well, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's see a little more over here. Right. Zok the Gemara. Goof. Now the Gemara is going to go back and they're going to discuss this question over here. Machloek is Rav and Shmuel. So really, what comes out over here is a machloek is Rav and Shmuel. This is, of course, all going in Shitas. Reb Lezer, basically Ben Yehiezer, that basically what we're having machloek is there a source that someone taka holds that Tumas Mashkin doesn't have a source minatayra even Tumas Atzmon. Right? Rav is creating a new shita over here that Yosef ben Yehiezer, Lezer, that Mashkin doesn't have any din tum derais at all, even Tumas Atzmon. And Shmuel say no, that's not what no one holds like that. As far as we're concerned, and they agree with Shitas Reb Meir before. Gufa Rav Amar Docha Mamash Shmuel Amar Docha Tamit Tumas Achirim Lav Tumas Atzmon Yesh Lahem. Rav Amar Docha Mamish Rav who says now this is all going in the Eidus of Yosef ben Yehiezer. Docha Mamish, it's that Mashke Beis Mitbachya is Docha Mamish, which means that it's that even for Tumas Atzmon Dam and Mayim Makoponim. Yeah, I'm not Makabel Tum at all. Mashkin Beis Mitbachya Kosom Tumas Mashkin Drabonim. The whole concept of tuma concerning mashkin, even for the mashkin himself to become tame, is rabbanon. Bechigos rabbanon be mashkin daumo. When rabbanon give the gzera by mashkin, other places of mashkin is nachali gozer. They wouldn't go over there. Like that's what we discussed before. That of course the difference between base mashkin and other places is only shaykh if the whole din tum in the first place is rabbanon. So then the gzera rabbanon they split when in certain places they would go over, and certain places is not. Mishum Hefsikotch, and that's why they didn't give this din tuma over there. Ushmul Amar Dochem Tam Tumas Achirim. Shmuel says that Mashke Beis Mitbachya that's Dochem is only concerning Tumas Achirim. Av Tumas Atzmon Yesh Lahen, but Tumas Atzmon has even in Beis Mitbachya. Why is that? Because some Tumas Mashke and Atzmon Deraisa. He holds that tuma concerning the Mashke themselves be mekabel Tumas Dochem Deraisa. If that's Deraisa, then Rabbanon can't do anything to that. That's why, even Beis Mitbachya, even though we have reasons why we might want it to be Torah, but we can't do anything about that. It's Dacha Deraisa. Tam Achim Rabbanon. Tam Achim is Rabbanon. V'chi goz Rabbanon b'mashkin da'almo. B'mashkin b'atcho loy gozo. V'chi loy gozo Rabbanon l'tmuy Achim. V'chim z'atzkin yesh lehen. That's line over here. It needs a little explanation over here, right? I mean, Tipshuta, what the Gemara is saying over here is that this Rabbonon were not Geizer, was only by something which they themselves created the Isser. So that's Tumas Achirim, you can have such a thing. But Tumas Atzmon, Yeshlan, because it wasn't their Tuma that they could make differences, so that's why it'll still have Tumas Atzmon. Okay. Now let's see over here. We're running a little short on time, so maybe we'll hold the Rashi's over here. Let's just see a couple of lines in the Gemara over here. Let's see the first Gemara's question. Now the Gemara's been asking these questions concerning Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, right? Whether we could have that there's no Tumah D'Raisa on Mashkin, or whether there is a split. We'll see. First kash is as follows. Omalei Rav Huna b'achinu lebrei. Rav Huna b'achinu told his son as follows. K'az kem Rav Papa, going shiva chveis, when you go to Rav Papa, Romilei, ask him the following question. Miyom ha-shmul dochem tam tumas achirim. Is it possible that Shmuel learnt in Yosef ben Yehiezer that it's dochem tam tumas achirim, avul husatz ben yesh lahen? There's a pasuk over here, which is talking about basar kachin. The pasuk says, basar, which is touched by b'chol tamei, lo yoyochel, it can't be eaten. It becomes tamei. So the Gemara's kasha over here is a kasha. We ask kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel holds that mashkin are tome, but that they're not metame achirim. So that the Gemara, how could that be? How could that be? Gemara seems to be saying like this: the Bishlam according to Rav that there's no midrash, there's no tome at all mashkin. So fine. So mashkin is never tome. So when Basar touches, the Pasuk says, when Basar touches something which is Tomei, it becomes Tomei. It's obviously not talking about Mashke, because Mashke is not Tomei, according to Rav. But according to Shmuel, the Gemara is asking a question, that this Pasuk seems to say anything which is Tomei will be Metamei, Tamei Kodshim. So according to Shmuel, who says that Mashke has Tomei Satzpah and doesn't have Tomei Sacherim, how do you learn this Pasuk? How do you learn this pasuk? Now, I mean, the question which comes to mind right away over here is that, I mean, this is Shmuel's lechayr is not saying anything new. I mean, Rav is the mechadish over here. We don't have a shita's tanoim before who's mechalik. That's the first. That's a mayor, right? The mayor, right? He's the one who's mechal between Tumas As and Tumas Achirim, right? So what are we jumping on Shmuel for? What did he do? You have a question? Ask on the Tana, right? What? Right. So let's see the Rashi. Rashi says over here, Kori, let's do this Rashi. Kori kan babasa shayiga. Now Rashi says, let's see if we read the Rashi carefully, let's see if Rashi will address this question. Korekam v'basa sheyiga. Rashi says as follows: Unihi demashkin loy mitamu oichlin dechulin. Rashi makes like this: Unihi demashkin loy mitamu oichlin dechulin. True, we could accept that mashkin is not mitame oichlin dechulin. Miu gabe kochim, however, by kochim, ashiga behol tome ksiv. By kochim, the pasuk says that it is. Vikivin doma mashkin mitamin midaraiso laatzmon. So since you're telling me that mashkin itself has its mekabel tumo, boso koidesh shenoga bohen, hare noga betome. So according to that, should come out that boso koidesh is metamit. And as it would seem to be like this, that the basis of this question over here is, in this that Shmuel referred to this difference even by kochim. That's what the Gemara seems to be asking. And as far as the original memra of Reb Meir, is not talking about kochim necessarily over there. So that we accept that there's a difference between Tumas Af and Tumas Achirim. But as far as Kochim is concerned, that's the Mora's question. And as from Rashi, it seemed to be that fine. You know, as far as Remei is concerned, we wouldn't have a problem with this pasuk, because fine, we'll say that, you know, Kochim had this special halacha that by Kochim, Mashkin is Mtame Achirim. That we accept. So we make that difference. And that's actually starts. And he the mashkin lemitama oichlin to chulin. Miu gabi kochim. This pasuk says that it is. The question is that according to Shmuel is making this halacha even apply to kochim. That's the Gemara's question over here. So that's why the Gemara is asking this on Shmuel specifically and not on Reb Meir, because Shmuel is adding this even to kochim. Now let's see what the Gemara answers. On that, the Gemara answers, which is something that we probably would have said ourselves. On that, the Gemara says, "Omer Avshish b'Davidim have arvi b'kodesh." I'm not fretting more. One second. I mean, you're telling me that there's anything which is tomei is if Basa Kodesh touches it, it becomes tomei. I mean, isn't there halacha of a ravida? It's not ois lechamishi. I mean, right? I mean, so why are we so concerned about this? I don't know, but however you take care of the dinner of Ravi, that's what this is. On that, the Gemara says, Maslo v'ashi, revi b'kodesh likri tome, hayikri tome kashin. The Gemara says that the reason why the Gemara is asking this is that it's not so simple. Revi b'kodesh is lo yikri tome. The Torah never refers to that as odover tome. As a matter of fact, it says the source is no real clear source to such a thing. It's based on a kavah chomer. So that's not, the Torah never refers to that as tome. So when the pasuk is saying basa she behold tome lo yochel, is taka not referring to that? However, mashkim, the pasuk says tome. Pasuk says tome. Pasuk calls it tome. Therefore, it should be included in this. So in as much as you're learning that mashkim is tome, then it should be metame kachem also. That's the basis of the Gemara's kash over here, why the Gemara feels that it's different from this, that of Aravi, and the din of mashkin. And like we explained before, that it is different, right? The din of Aravi is what's referred to as posel, because over there, the din is that the level of tumah has been diluted, maybe we'll call it, right? So much that it can't pass it further. Right? It's such a thing, even my kachim, it's not. But if something like mashkin, its problem is not in the fact that the tumah concentration has been so much diluted. It's just that it's a halacha that doesn't pass on. Well, if that's what it is, it is possible to tell us that concerning kachim, tumah is always passed. As long as something has in itself a certain level of tumah, so by kachim, it should be passed on. That's the Gemara's question. Okay, we just want to learn one more line over here. Just Rashi referred to this over here. Fret Gemara Kashla is Maskar Vashi. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Toshma. Second word line. Toshma. Chomash Kashe Yishos B'chokli Yitmo. This is the question that Rashi mentioned before. This is a question on Rav. The way Rav learns, what we have over here, that's the chiddush of Rav, that is there's a shita of Tanoim that Mashkin doesn't have any din tumah midrais at all. Something comes in contact with Mashkin, it will not become tome. And that the question is, I mean, there's a pasuk in the Torah, right? The pasuk says chomash shios b'chokli yitma. The pasuk there is talking about pasuk like we mentioned before, that Mashkin, which is in a kli cheres becomes tome from a sheretz. The cheres is addition. The pasuk says that it's mitame anything which is inside. And they didn't call oichla sheyochel oichlin. Chomashke sheyishos. The pasuk says yitma at least means that it becomes tome, even though you don't want to dash in itame. That's it's mitame others, but akopon becomes tome. That Gemara says ma yitma hichshir. What the pasuk over here means. The yitma over here, according to Rav, has a different translation. Doesn't mean that the mashka becomes tame, but the pasuk is telling us the din of heksher. Right? The din of heksher, we know that the din of part of the one of the conditions of tumas oichlin. Right? You know the different types of tumah. Each one has its different rules and its different conditions. The din of tumas oichlin is that Oichin can only be kabel tuma if it's huchshul kabel tuma. That means it comes in contact with mashkin, with the proper conditions of how it comes in contact, but it has to become huchshul kabel tuma by coming in contact with mashkin. So that's what the pasuk over here is telling us, that mayim is machshiv. But that's all the pasuk comes to say. So this yitma over here just says that mashke has the ability to be machshir, to set up that oichin could become tome. That's what the yitma over here means. Doesn't mean that the mashkin themselves are tome. And that's how, according to Rav, the Shita Yos ben Yezer, Rabbi Lezer, that they hold that midrais is no such thing as tumas mashkin at all, even tumas atzmon. So the psukim which mention tuma or concerning mashkin are not referring to the tuma that the mashkin themselves receive. But what it's referring to is the hechsher that the mashkin give to an oichel that now the Eichel could become Tamei.